One of the best experiences in orthodontic practice is taking someone's braces off and seeing that great smile for the first time. This is also the time where we're trying to return the enamel surface of the tooth to the same condition it was in prior to bonding brackets. There are many burrs suggested to remove the adhesive, but which are objectively the best when considering surface roughness and enamel scarring? To answer this clinical question, researchers at the University of Illinois conducted a study that was published in the January 2014 issue of the JCO. The article is called Enamel Scarring by Debonding Burrs, an SEM and Profilometric Study, and I'll review some of the findings with you. In order to conduct this study in a controlled manner, the authors collected 80 extracted human premolars with no defects or restorations and mounted them in a cylindrical jig. These premolars were divided into four groups of 20 samples. Within each group, the surface roughness was examined on 15 samples using a profilometer. For this testing, 5 points were randomly chosen on each sample, 1 to 2 millimeters apart, for assessing roughness values. The remaining 5 samples in each group were placed in a scanning electron microscope to examine surface morphology. After the initial surface assessment, all samples were gently cleaned, etched, rinsed, and Transbond XD primer was applied. Stainless steel premolar brackets were then bonded with Transbond XT and cured for 20 seconds. Brackets were debonded 1 week later, and each of the 4 experimental groups had the remaining adhesive removed using one of the following burrs: 12-fluted carbide, 20-fluted carbide, 30-fluted carbide, or white stone burr. Adhesive removal was done using a device designed to hold a handpiece and remove adhesive remnants in a reproducible manner. Following adhesive removal, the samples were analyzed again using either profilometry or SEM. The authors found significant differences in surface roughness between finishing burrs. The roughest finish was seen in the white stone group, followed by the 12-fluted carbide group. The smoothest finish was seen in the 20-fluted and 30-fluted carbide groups, with no significant difference between these two. All polishing burrs produced a rougher surface than the original enamel, although only slightly for the 20 and 30-fluted burrs. Images captured using SEM also showed the most damage with the white stone, followed by scratches with the 12-fluted carbide and smaller scratches with the finer carbides. From this research in a standardized laboratory setting, it's clear that final polishing with a 20-fluted or 30-fluted carbide burr produced the smoothest enamel surface with minimal scarring. It would be interesting to also see the time required to remove composite with these various options. When I've used a 20 or 30 fluted carbide to remove all resin, it took a long time to remove all the adhesive. It may be that using a fine burr for the final polish after removing most of the adhesive could be faster. I always try to keep in mind that most general dentists will be examining these teeth at some point using magnification loops, so I'd like to leave as smooth a surface as possible. Find out more about the differences in surface roughness after adhesive removal in the January 2014 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.